Hello and welcome to Advertising Not a Funny Business. Today we'll talk about brand purpose. So what is the purpose of having a brand purpose? Is it sales? Is it brand building? Is it consumer engagement, PR, corporate social responsibility, or CSR? There's a lot of debate around purpose versus profit. Some believe that purpose is beyond profit. And some people believe that the business cannot be sustained without profit, so profit is every brand's moral purpose anyway. So how does brand purpose really work? Now, when I was starting out in advertising 10 years ago and just figuring my way around brand purpose and what it is all about, I thought brand purpose is something the brand stands for, you know, something culturally or emotionally relevant that gives the brand more meaning other than the functionality. So that when people think about the brand, they think of this socially relevant emotional payoff. And thus the brand purpose becomes the differentiator. For example, Dove and beauty standards. But the more I started observing the brands around me, more I realized that brand purpose is not just something that gives meaning to the brand, something that the brand stands for, but brand purpose is something that the brand stands up for. I'm sure you've heard the iconic Nike campaign with Colin Kaepernick. We can't talk about brand purpose without talking about this award-winning campaign. To give you a background, in 2016, Colin Kaepernick, during National Football League, started to kneel for the pre-national anthem in protest of racial injustice in the United States. It was a huge controversy at that time. His actions received highly polarized reactions. In 2018, to celebrate the 30th anniversary of Nike's legendary line Just Do It, Nike launched a campaign called Dream Crazy, featuring Colin Kaepernick and many other sports people. It was a collection of stories and journeys of some incredible athletes and champions around the world, and the story was narrated by Colin Kaepernick. Many people boycotted the brand, burned and shred their Nike products. They felt that the campaign overdid the struggle of athletes or gave footballers a political platform they are not supposedly entitled to. For some, the connotations around the word sacrifice in the advertising copy were seen as an open insult to the armed forces and police. The copy was, "Believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything." I think this line perfectly captures the true spirit of having a brand purpose. To take a loud public stand for your values, even if it means losing some audience. Kamal Shur and Manisha Sen from The Womb wrote an article in Brand Equity recently where they made three distinctions of how brand purpose is deployed by brands and businesses. First is brand purpose as an objective. Second, brand purpose as a strategy. And third, brand purpose as pretense, which some people would also call purpose washing. So let's understand them one by one. And we'll start with purpose washing. Purpose washing is when a brand takes advantage of a social issue and rides on it without really doing anything constructive to address the problem. Essentially, the brand wants to be seen supporting an issue with no real commitment or follow through to go with their claims. Cadbury's Unity Bar comes to my mind. You remember the limited edition Cadbury chocolate they launched in 2019, I think, celebrating Independence Day. The bar was made of four different types of chocolate: milk chocolate, dark chocolate, white chocolate, and blended chocolate. They were all four different colors, and it was meant to be a symbol of diversity. But there was no action plan to do something for the issue. Although in 2020, they decided to make donations to India Food Banking Network as part of that program. You know, the intention of brands like these or communication like these is good. But the problem is that in order to tell the purpose story, some brands tend to put the story ahead of the purpose plan and actions, which kind of diminishes its impact. Number two is brand purpose as an objective. This is when the purpose is not exclusively a marketing plan, a marketer's agenda, but a business management framework. It permeates all business decisions, how you conduct your business, and how much you invest behind your purpose. We see a lot of new age companies and brands centered around sustainability, environment consciousness, fair trade, brands against animal testing, against racism, colorism, sexism, not only standing up for issues but also following through with them with their actions and how they conduct business. Some of these new age companies have their origin stories built on their purpose, and that works wonderfully because the brand is built on the purpose and not artificially infused into the brand. And in best case scenarios, the brand purpose is actually to solve a problem and not just, you know, supporting an issue. So for example, the new age incense brand Phool, they make incense products by recycling flowers that are discarded from temples and pollute the holy river Ganga. Here the brand purpose is the objective. Everything they do, whether they make incense products or flora foam, which is an alternative to thermocol, it is done to protect the rivers from getting polluted and managing waste responsibly. That is how their brand purpose is aligned to their business objectives. Now let's discuss a few examples of number three, which is brand purpose as strategy. I have observed five ways in which brand purpose as strategy plays out. First, when there is a strong product fit with the purpose. For example, Dettol standing up for the purpose of Swachh Bharat and getting people to maintain cleanliness is a great leap from the product story to a more purposive story. The product role fits the brand purpose quite easily, and it makes perfect sense to have that higher order purpose for the brand. Similarly, Lifebuoy takes up the cause of hand washing with a mission to help a child reach the age of 5. Their purpose is not only limited to emotional communication but real tangible results they are after, with serious investment behind that purpose. The second way brand purpose as strategy works is when the purpose is to empower consumers to make a difference in their own lives on their own. One of the greatest examples of brand purpose to empower people would be the brand purpose of Apple. Apple's purpose lies in empowering the creative streak in people. You know, anybody can be creative. That's a purpose that makes a difference in the everyday lives of people, and the product functionality allows people to achieve that high purpose in their own life on their own. Another example of purpose product fit would be the Eat Equal packaging developed by McDonald's on the occasion of the International Day of Person with Disabilities. It was a one-off thing, not part of a bigger agenda, so that is a problem, but it was a good initiative with the intent to empower people. The third case of brand purpose as strategy would be emotional brand purposes, which are directly related to the people's personal lives and not some big social issue. We all remember that cute Surf Excel ad where a brother is fighting a puddle of dirty, muddy water to pacify his little sister. It ended with a thought that if you get dirty in doing something good, then dirt is good. It was emotional and purposive. As the brand moved away from functional conversation to a more emotional conversation about human bonding and finding value in dirt and getting dirty. But then Surf Excel went one step further and started owning the festival of Holi. The campaign moved on from Daag Achhe Hain to Rang Achhe Hain, with the story of a Hindu girl helping his Muslim friend during the festival of Holi to keep his white clothes clean while visiting the mosque. You remember that ad, right? Emotional brand purpose was good, but now getting into inter-religion territory, I thought it was taking it a little too far. Firstly, there's nothing intrinsically differentiated in Surf Excel to own the territory of colors. Any other detergent is as good at removing colors from clothes. Secondly, the product doesn't empower people to fight or stand up for inter-religion discrimination. It is a storytelling leap taken by the communication, and that is great, but the product connect is a bit weak. The fourth case of brand purpose as strategy is to sensitize people and trigger conversations. These are mostly challenger narratives where you present a contrarian narrative to what is accepted or prevalent in the culture. For example, the famous Share the Load campaign by Ariel that sparked conversations around division of household chores and gender stereotype of laundry being a woman's job. Or Brookborn Red Label's Taste of Togetherness campaign, which intends to spark conversations and sensitize people around inclusivity. Or Cadbury's Purple Heart campaign that triggers conversations around cyberbullying. It also does try to empower people by asking people to put purple hearts, but I'm not sure if that worked. Again, I thought that the solution was a bit simplistic. Is it that easy to put purple hearts and stop cyberbullying? I don't know. But maybe if they keep investing in this and start standing up for respect and dignity, then yeah, it does make sense. In these cases, the communication itself is meant to do the work of awareness and sensitization. The brand does not necessarily take the step forward to invest monies behind making those changes happen. The fifth case of brand purpose as strategy, which if badly done may be considered purpose washing, and if done sensitively could be an example of what I say, implicitly purposive. Implicitly purposive communication doesn't call out or make a big deal about the issue. Instead, it tries to normalize the conversation, and that is what makes it significant culturally. Two examples come to my mind. One is Tanishq's latest communication, which showed inter-religion marriage and then got banned due to social media outrage and threats to Tanishq employees and showrooms. And second is the communication by Bhima Jhudri that showcased the transformative journey of a transgender woman. In the case of Tanishq, the product purpose connect I thought was a little weak. The brand could not claim a right towards the cause of inter-religion relationships. It is implicitly purposive because they were not standing up for the cause. It just happened to be a part of their storytelling, which is great, of course. In the case of Bhima Jewelers, there is actually a connect between the product and the purpose. When a transgender woman is transitioning, the jewelry and her relationship with the adornment plays a huge role, I think. I remember some shots from the film where she is quietly looking at her hands, looking at the bangle she's wearing. It was extremely meaningful in that moment for that person in that story. The brand was not claiming it as its brand purpose, but it was sensitive towards the issue. That does not mean that now they want to own the space and keep talking about this issue in all their campaigns. Whether the brand purpose is treated like a business objective or a strategy, having a brand purpose is to show that the brand is part of something bigger. They are doing something more than just selling the products they make. So much so that there is a new wave of purposive communication where the brand tells you to not buy the product. Take for example, Patagonia. It is an outdoor apparel and gear brand that I think tries to position itself on its high quality durability factor by telling people how long their products last and how they are passed on from one generation to another. They have a strong marketing message on sustainability and they're quite transparent about what goes into the making of their products. They ran a campaign recently that said, "Don't buy this jacket." It was intended to sensitize people about the effect of consumerism on the environment and how they should purchase only what they need. Then there's a detergent brand in the US called Smol, S-M-O-L, and their latest campaign is about how you must wash clothes less often. Maybe I'm really cynical, but claims like this feel inauthentic to me. Exactly opposite of how the brands want me to feel as a consumer. Does being committed to your brand purpose mean compromising on your sales? Is sacrifice an inherent part of having a brand purpose? Or are these brands just trying to appeal to the millennial Gen Z mindset in order to resonate with them? What is the purpose of brand purpose? It sounds like an existential question. But is it to give meaning to the brand, differentiate the brand, keep the brand relevant with the times? This is the question with which I started the podcast. So let me try to find the answer now. They say brand purpose is the brand's reason to exist. It answers the why of the famous golden circle model developed by Simon Sinek. He said that people don't buy brands because of what they do, but why they do it. That why creates the reason to exist. But I don't like the word exist. It sounds very rational. So, have you ever asked your lover, your partner, that gloomy question, "Why do you love me?" We don't love people for what they are, not for their beauty, their confidence, their wisdom, their experiences. We love them for how they make us feel. I love you because you bring out the best in me. I love you for the way you support me. I love you because when I'm with you, I feel so peaceful. How I am feeling, right? Love gives you a reason to live. Now, I know it sounds all-consuming, as if your existence depends on this person. That's not true, and that's not what I'm saying. But you know that feeling when you wake up in the morning and you look at them and you're so happy for no reason at all. You are happy just because they exist. You don't really need any reasons, rational reasons, to love them. They are your reason to live, to feel alive, to feel like you want to live. And that is what I think is the purpose of brand purpose. To give people a reason to live. This episode made me think of my purpose of starting this podcast. I started it during the pandemic to remind myself why I love advertising. But it is also for all those of you who want to join advertising, maybe feeling a bit lost sometimes. I know how I felt when I started out. So I have an idea. I want to do a series of episodes where I answer all your questions about advertising. It could be FAQs about advertising, maybe discuss a live brief, or maybe help you brand your new channel or product. But I want to do it a little differently. How about I invite you to my podcast and we talk all things advertising? A flip to the whole podcasting format where the guest asks all the questions and the host answers. What do you think? Let me know. Until next time, be good, take care. Ta-da!